gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, just back from where? Philadelphia. Oh my gosh, we had the first ever advanced medicine seminar. We did it. The first ever advanced medicine seminar happened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dr. Rashid Batar, Jim Hover was there. Guess who was there else? Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And she's going to be on the show today. That's right, saying no to vaccines. Vaccines as pink slime. This is going to be awesome. I'm so excited. Can you tell? A little bit, just a wee bit. Check it all out, robertscadbell.com. Next couple of hours, we got the Free State Project coming up. Jury nullification, cannabis convictions nullified. Prevention means a new war on cancer? What's that? Or could prevention mean more pharma involvement in Medicare? Medicare is big pharma. Is there a difference between Medicare and big pharma? Do you know where big pharma begins and Medicare ends or vice versa? There's no way to tell the difference. Our entire medical system, my friends, is completely run by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, except for some renegades out there. You know, the Robert Scott Bell Show is a renegade in and of its own self, but we don't ask for permission where none is required. And when we were at this advanced medicine seminar with Dr. Rashid Batar, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, great perspectives, great presentations. Dr. Tenpenny, phenomenal. The historical perspectives. I was talking to people after because there was a mix of doctors and laypersons there. By the way, it's going to be happening, I think, the next one in Houston in November. So check it out, advancedmedicineseminars.com. You'll have all the links up at robertscottbell.com. But it was amazing because Dr. Tenpenny was weaving in the history of vaccinations. And just, I love that. When John Rappaport and I did the 10-hour-plus audio seminar series, of course, Dr. Tenpenny was a great resource. All of the information that she has dug up and read, I mean, more than anybody on the planet that I know of has dug deep on this. And she revealed to me when we were sitting next to each other, we were listening to Dr. Batar as well, and we were talking, quiet in the back, not to interrupt anybody. But we couldn't help it. I hadn't seen her in so long. And she sent this New England Journal of Medicine article. You heard about the New England Journal of Medicine, one of those prestigious things. We've talked about the Journal of the American Medical Association. Occasionally, they'll actually publish things that are real, that are truthful and factual. Like the JAMA Journal article of the year 2000, Barbara Starfield. That was the stunning revelation that anywhere between 106,000 to 225,000 Americans were dying every year due to properly prescribed, administered, and ingested FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. The Holocaust that is. And where is the bad PR for that? I mean, you think that would have been enough to just do in Medicare and Medicaid because of its involvement and its intertwining into that very same deadly form of medicine. But nary a whisper from the mainstream media. They overlooked it like it was nothing. There's also word that suicides are now leading car accidents in America as a accidental, quote unquote, like an injury accident type trauma cause of death. Why are more Americans committing suicide than ever before, more than even car accidents are killing Americans? That's a big question as well. And the bigger question, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was just mentioning before we went on the air today, I'm going to have her up in just a moment, was how do we turn vaccines into pink slime? And I'm going to get with her on that because this is the question. How is it that we can know that drugs, FDA-approved drugs, and throw in the vaccines as well, kill according to Dr. Carolyn Dean in her meta-analysis of death by modern medicine, upwards of 784,000 Americans every year, making it the leading cause of death. How is that possible that there are not congressional hearings going on? Right? Where is Dick Durbin on this? Silent. Silent. You can hear the pins drop on it. Yet, when pink slime was reported on by ABC and then picked up by all of the new media networks, the new media on top of the old media, I mean, this was a story you couldn't believe. You couldn't believe it was just being covered in this way. Now the pink slime manufacturer is actually suing ABC, saying, oh my gosh, we've had to close down, I don't know, 3 out of 4 of our factories. You've harmed us irreparably. What, for reporting that pink slime was in the food and the people don't like ammonia in their meat? Why is there not an effort to turn vaccines into pink slime? Could there not be? And one of the great disappointments that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny shared with us all at Advanced Medicine Seminars yesterday in Philadelphia was that only after all of her work, after all of the work we do here, after everything Mike Adams writes on Natural News, there's still only approximately a 2% opt-out rate for vaccines in this country, childhood vaccines, 2%, a measly 2%. And I've said, I'm disappointed, I'm embarrassed as an American that we are so willing to be duped by the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their purchase of the government and the media. Why can't we turn this around? We are, but it is slow, despite seemingly some leaps that are being made here against GMOs and the rat study we'll talk about. But I've said enough. It's been too long since we've had her on the program. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is back with us here. Dr. Sherry.
Hey, Robert. How are you today?
Oh, man. It was so great to be able to give you a hug in person and hang out a little bit with you in Philadelphia.
Oh, likewise, likewise. It was a good event, a nice kickoff to this whole series that we're going to be doing with Dr. Rashid Buttar across the country to get people motivated, activated, and see what really it is all about.
It was really exciting because these were the visionaries. You're a visionary, Dr. Buttar. The people there were even catching that vision, that they were there and seeing that we're creating a new healing. And it's beyond any limitations. We don't ask for permission to do this, but we recognize the challenges, the limitations that have been placed on the medical profession as well. But it's exciting to hang out with the people that are not negative in this context, really looking for a positive solution.
Yeah, it was really very good. I was really pleased with, it was interesting when I got up to give my talk about vaccines, and I'd chosen the topic of starting with the history of mandatory vaccination, and it was interesting to see of all the people that were there, I asked them to raise their hand and say how many have done a lot of research into vaccines, and how many have done a little bit, and how many had done essentially nothing, and it was about equal thirds, really. And so whenever you start to talk about vaccines and the problems associated with them, and if it's a brand new topic that you really haven't explored much, the first blowback is always, well, what about smallpox and what about polio? And so my cornerstone of my talk started with that, as you know, mm-hmm. And I think it gave people, even people who had done a lot of research into vaccines, I think even yourself, this a little bit of information, different perspective on what the original smallpox was about, and how with when Jenner originally made the vaccine, how it was from the very beginning intermingled with large money, mandatory regulations, the government, and the public health service in the UK back in 1865. And so from its very inception, it has been wound into and woven into the fabric of the medical training and education. And that's why it's like it's in the DNA of doctor education, and why it's so difficult to get physicians to open up their eyes and look at even the basic stuff, like read the package insert and decide that this may not be things that you want to inject into your fellow human beings.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, though, to go through the history like that? It explains almost the inexplicable. And I've been a lover of history, not from school, because when I learned history in school, it was about disparate facts that could be not be connected. If you connected them, you were in trouble. Just remember the date and the time and the place and what happened, but don't connect it to anything. There was a reason for that. And when you start connecting it the way you do in your research, you begin to understand how is it possible that the vaccines have not turned into pink slime yet, despite all that has been revealed.
Yeah, it was so interesting because today when I was on the way home from the airport, I was reading Natural News on my phone while I was waiting for my husband to pick me up, and there was this article, as you already said a little bit at the top of the hour, about BPI, Beef Products Inc., who has shut down three factories already. They've lost contracts with McDonald's and large restaurant houses and all kinds of manufacturers because of the exposure of this pink slime. And who wants pink slime in their beef and in their meat and feeding it to their children, and everybody's repulsed by it, and nobody in the world will want to have beef again unless they know that it's coming from their organic farmer and their natural farmer up the street, so they know exactly where their beef is coming from because they understand this whole concept of pink slime. And I looked up from the phone and I thought, you know, how do we get people to understand that vaccines are the pharmaceutical equivalent of pink slime? That you're injecting all of these ingredients, these animal cells, this aluminum, polysorbate 80, formaldehyde, this long list of antibiotics, that you are, and just offering up your little child onto a table in front of another human being who has a white coat, which brings up another interesting point, Robert. Mm-hmm. Back when I started my integrative medicine practice, and I'll make this story really short, there was an elderly lady who came into my office who was probably in her 70s, and we were having a conversation about a difficult problem, a medical problem she was having, and she said, you know, you're not old enough to remember this, but when I was a kid, the butchers wore white coats, and when you would go to the butcher shop, they'd have on these white coats, so when I go over there to that medical clinic and that hospital, and I see all those people walking around in those white coats, it always makes me wonder what part of me they're going to be chopping on next.
Oh, well, stand by. We're going to find out what that is on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special guest this hour, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I've got the links to her as well as all the things we're talking about today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call, 800-259-5791. Back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Next hour, we got the president of the Free State Project in New Hampshire talking about nullification, jury nullification, nullification of cannabis convictions. Great stuff. Right now, my hero and my friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, is back. And she can be found at drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com. The link is up at robertscadbell.com. She's painting horrendous but accurate pictures about modern medicine. When we ask how come vaccines are not yet the pink slime, the PR nightmare that they are to the pink slime manufacturers in the beef industry, and Dr. Tenpenny just related going to break about how the white lab coats, the butchers used to wear white lab coats as well, or they looked like that, and they were cutting on you, they were butchering you. That's what the doctors are doing, and it is a stunning visual, but that's the kind of game we're playing. It's all about how do you foment imagery that the public accepts. That's why they pay the big bucks to those PR firms on Madison Avenue.
Absolutely, and I think that that's what we, somehow we've got to get that translated, Robert. We've got to get people to understand that injecting unknown substances and foreign toxic equivalents of substances, you know, like additives and things like MF59, which caused debilitating injury in all the mice that it was injected into, that we can no longer trust this to be something that we have to just inject. I mean, that was one of the people at the Advanced Medicine Seminars yesterday was talking about. Remember that one young woman who was sitting in the back of the room and was kind of horrified by the whole
yes.
thing because she just had a baby not too long ago, and that she said, well, I got to trust my doctor. Why did we get to the point where we trust another person who has a title of a doctor to the point of abdicating total responsibility to them for not only our children's lives but our own? How do we get to that point?
Yeah, that is a disappointment to me as well as I speak about, you know, the origins and the love I have for this country, its origin point, the love of liberty, which has seemingly been lost, although it's percolating again because you make it difficult enough, you make it painful enough, suddenly people now go, wait a second, maybe now it's too much for me. Like, you know, that's the cornerstone of my story of being miserably ill as a young person, wanting to be well enough that I was willing to make the changes necessary. The question is, are we uncomfortable enough to look at doctors now and go, you guys really don't know what you're doing outside of the realm of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again?
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. I went out to dinner with some friends while we were still in Philadelphia, and we were talking about what part of medicine is still necessary. And I think it's all necessary, but to a much smaller degree. I mean, we occasionally do need a pediatrician. I mean, if you've got a preemie, or you've got a child that was born with some sort of genetic difficulty or some cardiac difficulty, we need that. We do need a cardiologist if somebody's having a heart attack. We need it for all those acute care interventions that if people got on the forefront of staying healthy, that 80%, 70, 80% of that could be avoided. We could head down another chute. But we always do need doctors. We do need pharmaceuticals. We do need acute care intervention, not only for the people who refuse to take care of themselves or don't have the capacity to take care of themselves. And there always are these things called accidents that now instead of calling them accidents, we want to call them blame the other person. But we do need to have those occasionally. But instead of that being conventional medicine and the way we hang our hats, that should be the alternative. That should be the stuff that we use when nothing else works. And somehow I think that we're going to start to see some transformation there. There's some big projects that are coming down the pike that I think that are going to really give people a lot of things to think about, that we've got to get back to more of a natural roots, taking care of ourselves, which really isn't that hard, and it doesn't take that much more money. I mean, if people can't afford to buy 100% organic, buy 30% organic, buy 50%,
yes.
Buy things that you can peel in terms of if you can't afford 100% organic apples, well, buy apples that you can peel off the outer skin. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that you can make steps. You can stop smoking. You can stop tobacco. You could exercise a little bit more. You could try to stay away from gluten and try to cut back on your dairy. I mean, every step in that direction is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and sometimes it takes just those little baby steps, so to speak, because it's almost too daunting and overwhelming when you wake up at first to see how horrific the picture is. I mean, if you really look at Barbara Starfield's report from year 2000, I mean, you would fall over in shock. Come on. How is it possible? There's no other industry that would be allowed to kill hundreds of thousands potentially a year and be endorsed as the monopoly form of anything. And yet it continues. That is the smoke job, the PR job that has been done, not only on doctors, as you said, the vaccines woven into the very DNA for hundreds of years now, but the American people, the Western world, have been smoked. You talk about tobacco, they've been smoked by something much more vicious than that.
Yes, exactly. And we bought the Kool-Aid, and I know that people are busy, and I think that's all by design also, because if you get busier and busier and busier and you're spread so thin and everybody works and everybody's in the sandwich generation now, they take care of their parents, aging elderly parents and grandparents, and they've got kids and maybe they've got pregnant teenagers. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that we have been diverted. So it's like, okay, well, I don't have to take care of that, so I just got to go trust this person over here and make sure that they're doing the right thing by me. I was just recently on vacation and had several conversations with people on my vacation about that it would just kind of weave into the conversation, and they would say, well, you got to trust somebody, and I can't take care of myself. I can't be a doctor, so I'm just going to have to trust my doctor. It's like, for everything? I mean, like, really?
Well, it is incredible. Yet, in the New England Journal of Medicine, you sent this to me while we were sitting together at the seminar yesterday, stunning revelation, stunning admissions and acknowledgments. I'm thinking, who went to sleep at the New England Journal of Medicine to allow this piece to get out there? And I've got it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. If you want to see this, it's almost too incredible to believe. You highlighted some of these things. I've got them in the notes as well. I mean, it's not like they don't know how disastrous their system is. They're even coming out and going, we admit it.
Yeah, you might want to just, the title of that article is From Sick Care to Health Care, Reengineering Prevention into the U.S. Healthcare System. And it goes through and talks about that we need to have a new model for health care, we need to have preventive doctors we need to have doctors doing, like, coaching and talking about how to eat better. I love this sentence where it says, consequently, the model for treating acute infectious disease is being misapplied to the treatment of chronic disease. For example, cancer chemotherapy is modeled after antibiotic therapy and coronary revascularization, like bypass surgery, is being modeled after abscess incision and cleaning it out. Societal expectations of the magic bullet and a focus on symptom relief also reflect and reinforce the reductionist approach. I mean, I read this article, Robert, and I was like, oh my gosh, if I wouldn't have known from the get-go that it was in the New England Journal, I would have thought it was probably in Alternative Medicine magazine or in the Townsend letter. And then it was like, they're all talking about the fact that all this model of medicine that we've been using since the Flexner Report came out in the 1920s that tried to eliminate osteopathic medicine. It did eliminate all the homeopathic colleges. And then in the 1950s, when the AMA got so strong and they tried to eliminate the chiropractic profession, what we've been doing for almost 100 years is just blatantly wrong and is an abysmal failure. Mm-hmm. And now, even this article in the New England Journal of Medicine, the cornerstone journal of conventional thinking, is admitting it.
Well, we're going to show you what's right to do here with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny this hour on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791. Rocking the health world like nowhere else in media with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's back, and we're back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Hey, there's not a lot of health, freedom, or liberty out there in the old media. That's why you join me here every week. We kick it off Sundays on GCN, additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio, and all of this linked up through robertscottbell.com. That's your portal to health, freedom, and liberty. So thank you for being here, and thank you, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And what a wonderful thing that we got to do yesterday, Advanced Medicine Seminars. Dr. Batar, they've been talking about that with Dr. Sherry. You guys were talking about it in 2005, going way back.
We talked, Rashid and I have been friends just like you and I have been friends for a really long time, and we were actually speaking at a seminar that we were both speaking at in the Canary Islands. We're blessed to be able to go to that conference, and we got to talking about it and took a day trip together, went up to the top of the volcano, and he said, hey, you know, I got this idea. This is what I really want to do. And so, and every time that I've recycled with Rashid, that I've run into him at various places, he's like, you know, let's sit down and talk about that again. But, you know, things happen when preparation meets opportunity and the timing is right. And I think that what we're launching now with these advanced medicine seminars, with everything that has happened recently, like the new documentary Doctored, I don't know if you've seen that one yet, but it's just coming out. It's just amazing. And it shows the whole history of how the AMA has tried to obliterate everything, taking parents' rights away to treat their kids naturally who have cancer, to try to completely eliminate the chiropractic profession back in the 70s, with the Doctored coming out, with Thrive that's come out that's really shown the banking industry. I think that what we're trying to do now is to really do an educational process to empower the general public and to re-educate the thinking, re-engineer the thinking of physicians to change healthcare as we go forward.
Yes, you've been very bold and outspoken in saying, hey, don't take your kids to pediatricians. These well baby visits, they're only designed to lock you into a system of vaccination. In fact, they're programming the parents to expect that and accept that. I go another step further, which I'm sure you'll agree with, is that it also links the parents into a system and the kids into a system where now they're being monitored because these doctors are licensed by the state and they're often turned into child protective services if the docs go, hey, you're not vaccinating or you're not intervening medically in a way we think you should. I mean, that's an extra danger there.
Yeah, and a lot of states have these registrations now. And the more that we go to electronic medical records, we have more of these registrations. And some states are opt-in, which meaning you have to give permission to put your child into the database. And more of them are opt-out, which means they're automatically put into the database. And unless you are aware of it and go in and physically extract them from the database, it becomes something akin, in my mind, to like an electronic tattoo on your arm, like that needs a little swastika below it, that they will be able to track you for life, because once you're in that system, there are no rollout provisions. And ostensibly that they're there in order that if you move around from state to state, we'll be able to track you and make sure that your kids get all the appropriate vaccines. And they're not over-vaccinated. They get all the ones that they need. But when they're 18, you don't roll out. So you are in this database forever. And going to doctors and expecting insurance to pay for everything really locks you into that system.
Oh, yeah, and the lockdown is complete when we talk about these horrific stories of children with cancers that may have gone conventional to begin with and then suddenly realize that this is going to kill them, and then they opt to go a different direction. As you said, they're not let out. They're trapped as if they've been in prison, and they weren't aware of it until that moment.
Right. My friend and your friend, you know, Don Richardson in Texas,
yes,
who's the voice of Texas for all of those people who are wanting to get their vaccine exemptions in Texas, she goes down about every 2 years down to the public health department in the state of Texas and through Freedom of Information has them open up their records, and they dump 700,000 to 800,000 names out of their database for people who have not chosen to opt in.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, this is the thing that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We tackle these subjects that are untackled by the old media that are still somehow scrambling to put the GMO rat back into the GMO bottle at Monsanto. But the vaccine one, they're still succeeding in putting that and hiding that because only 2% are opting out. That was the great disappointment, as Dr. Tenpenny mentioned yesterday in the advanced medicine seminars. We got a lot more work to do. We got a lot more radio to do. So stand by. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny continues on the Robert Scott Bell Show right here, right now. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com, and we link right to her as well. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow, having the best time ever on the air. Now, how could I have the best time? It's because Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's back with us here. And, of course, DrTenpenny.com. I do want to mention also the Vaccine Research Library. Now, she spent thousands of hours researching all of this, and she's made it available, and I want to make sure that you, if you are not already taking advantage of this, find out how you can become access this information and support Dr. Tenpenny's work, because it has transformed many people, and a lot more to go. But Dr. Tenpenny, grateful for all that you do. You know that.
Yes, and the Vaccine Research Library, we took this project on about 2 years ago. We started this from the fact that everybody, a lot of people kept asking me, you know, how do I get all of your research? How do I do this? How do I get to the place where I can see what you see? Well, I have a full-time researcher, and every week she adds somewhere between 6 and 12 new articles that come only from conventional medical literature every single week that is added to the Vaccine Research Library. And people can go there for free for 2 weeks, and then there's some membership options that are going to be changing over the next couple of weeks that we're going to make it even more economically accessible to people. But right now you can go there for free. You don't have to put in a credit card to sign up for 2 weeks to go in and see all that's available. Now when you go to the free site, you have access to limited information. What you can see is all about pertussis, the MMR vaccine, and aluminum. And I can assure you that if you just spent the time looking at those articles, that's at least 2 weeks worth of information. And at that point, you may want to decide to become a member to support my full-time researcher and all the much money that we've put into building this, that it's continuing to be a library of a place where we have collected all of the information and ongoing information only from conventional medical literature to show the problems associated with vaccines. In fact, that was one of the questions that came up multiple times yesterday, Robert, at the seminar, when people said, I didn't have any idea that there actually was research and that you can actually show that these things are really causing a problem. And so I think that this is a place where I'm starting to put together information from all the conventional medical literature, so it's the bullets in your gun when you're having these discussions over Thanksgiving dinner with your family who think you're crazy.
Yeah, every time you hear, there's no evidence that links vaccines to name it, you should think, Vaccine Research Library and go, we're countering this right now, not letting you get away with that nonsense. So absolutely a great resource. Everybody should know about it. We'll add the links. We've got, I just linked it up on the social media network there at Facebook. So check it out. If you haven't done so already, become a member and support the great works. Now, another thing I heard from some of the people at the advanced medicine seminars, and some of them were fairly well-learned. Some of them were doctors, some were laypersons, but they mentioned like this show and said, you know, I just love the fact that I can turn it on, listen to it, and you're confirming what I already know to be true. Now, sometimes I get lost and think all we're doing is outreaching to new people. But I was surprised sometimes to how the people that are involved with this all the time for a long time go, hey, I need to hear it again as well.
Yes, and I think that that's why listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, or the other place where people can find me quite regularly, is on Facebook. It's facebook.com/vaccineinfo. So it's the vaccine info page. We got 36,000 fans that are real active. And I think when people go to their, that vaccine info wall, we have rules there. And I actually, about every 1,000 new members that we have on the wall, I repost the rules. And the rules are, we have heard all the pro-vaccine arguments. We are not interested. We've already made up our mind. This is a place for like-minded community of people that can get together and feel like they are not the Lone Ranger when everybody thinks that they're crazy, because they're really not crazy. And if somebody calls you a conspiracy theorist, all that is a way to try to marginalize what you know to be true. Mm-hmm. And so through the Robert Scott Bell Show, through the Vaccine Research Library, through the Facebook Vaccine Info Wall, you can feel that you're not alone, and that even though you know some of this stuff, it's like it's so affirming to know that there's other like-minded people who have the same opinions that you do.
Yeah, it's important to reinforce, and this is the thing, this is a total voluntary community as well. It's not like we're rounding you up and going, you must comply. No, this is also the reason why sometimes it's slow to convert people to realize that vaccines are pink slime, because the other side uses coercion, uses deception, uses thievery, trickery, etc. We're trying to be, and we are, I believe so, being filled with integrity, honesty, and referencing the truth and the facts, and that doesn't always play over so well as lies and PR.
I know. It doesn't play over well at all, because we're in the distinct minority. But it's an ever-growing majority. So I guess that's the thing that we have to do to keep positive, is to say that every day that goes by, if one more member joins the Vaccine Info Wall, or you get 10 more people that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and they say, yeah, this is the stuff I've been looking for all these years, then that's what we're doing. That's the reason that we spend Sunday afternoons doing these things,
that's
Robert.
Right. Back after this, wrapping it up this hour with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, then the Free State Project in New Hampshire, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Oh, the links are up at robertscadbell.com. Plus, you can listen to shows that you've missed through iTunes. That's right, the GCN show is available through iTunes as well as the National News Radio show through iTunes. Two separate iTunes feeds if you do that. And we got listeners from all ages, all spectrum. Stuff that some of the kids listen there. I don't even know how they do it electronically with this stuff, but I'm glad it's getting out there in every age group. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny wraps up the hour with me right now. And Dr. Terry Shenpenny. How is that? I've never said that.
You know what was, I've been called a lot of things, Robert, but I don't think I've ever been called that.
The first time I've reversed it that way. That was good. Now, the docs there, we're not doctor bashing. That's the thing. When I started this show, I thought doctors would hate me, but they recognize I'm out for them, too. I want them to be free to do what they know to do. And so many are coming to this realization, some faster than others, but recognize if they stick their head out and actually do something, like, let's say, stop using or reduce their antibiotic usage and actually utilize things like silver or hydrogen peroxide or ozone, and that their heads are going to be chopped off by medical boards and others. And yet, somehow Dr. Batar has stood up, but he spent, what, seven figures in the battle. Not everybody can do that. What can we do to change the environment for the docs so they can do what they're designed and they know they could be doing properly?
One of the things is I think that there's a cadre of conventional doctors out there who are like, I don't like what I'm doing, but I don't know how to do anything else. And I don't know how to make a living at this. I don't know how to transition out of my conventional day job into something else that has to do with integrative medicine. But one of the places that people can start is, physicians can start, is with continuing education. And that there are groups out there like IFM, the Institute for Functional Medicine, and ACAM, and AAEM, and ISUM, and all of those acronyms that we could post up somewhere, Robert, to let them know that these are organizations that train you into transitioning your practice into functional medicine, to understand what functional medicine and integrative medicine is all about. And if you go to those conferences, you can get continuing education for them. And I know that most doctors now are employees, and they only get so many hours per year or so much time or so much in their budget to go to continuing education courses. But if they understood that they could use that money and that time to sort of double dip, that they could start learning things that they may use to transition their practices, and at the same time they can use their CME allowances from their employer, and they can also get the continuing education credits. And as time goes on and they meet people and they go to these conferences and they find out that the vast majority of these doctors are MDs and DOs with complete conventional training, just like they've had the same medical school internship and residency training, and that these doctors like myself have taken, Dr. Buttar, have taken the leap. We didn't just dive in off the deep end. We kind of walked. It's like being at the beach. and how you gradually walk out into the water and you get to your knees and then your waist, and first thing you know, you sort of then, you get to about your belly and the water's kind of cold and you better take the whole leap. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with this transition, is that you start walking in gradually. You just don't go diving into the deep end of the pool. Not for most people. So there are transitional things. There are continuing education. You can make colleagues. You can talk to people, like say, how on earth did you do that? How did you make it economically viable for yourself? And I think that if more physicians understood that there was a path, there is a way to go, that we may start seeing the trend change.
Yeah, there was another thing that came up in the advanced medicine seminar yesterday, and it was someone who was a certified natural health practitioner, sort of like the CNHPs that are out there. And she was, you know, sincere in wanting to know, hey, how do I integrate? I want to work with these doctors. I there are things they can do diagnostically that I can't do. And I think we kind of came into a conclusion, all of us up there on you know, Dr. Pattar, you and I, we were talking out there and saying, why do you want to integrate? Do what you do best. They'll go where they need to go. It isn't necessary to hold hands and sing kumbaya with everybody.
Yes, that is true. And if you are a holistic practitioner listening to this call, and you are a holistic practitioner, a Reiki master, a massage therapist, and a naturopath, a chiropractor, and you're listening to this, just be exceptional in what you do.
Yes.
Take care of people. Talk to people. Show a genuine interest in people. And if you have to run a little late on your schedule because you're in a really intense conversation with somebody, take the time to do it. Because that is the best marketing that you could ever have, is word-of-mouth marketing, where your patient will go out and talk to all their friends and family, the people they go to church with and the people they golf with and play tennis with, and go, you know, I went to this doctor, and they sat there and they really listened. They really listened to me. That's what people really need. And if you are exceptional in that, you will grow your business. You won't have to go out and seek alliances.
Yeah, do what you know to do. Do it the best. And I said the people will beat a path to your door. And that also goes with, I mentioned in my presentation, I believe, about the poverty consciousness among many medical doctors for many reasons, that their feeling is still that, oh, my gosh, if I actually got people well or empowered them to take care of themselves, they'd never be back. I'd never have a patient. And just quite the opposite. The docs that do this they'll have to turn patients away because so many people find out about it.
Exactly. And if you end up having to send, and that's another myth in the conventional world, is that if I refer a patient, if I was a conventional doctor and I referred them to another doctor and that other doctor got them well, they figured out something that I didn't know, it would not make me look like I was stupid. In that patient's eye, they would say, Sherry, Dr. Tenpenny was brilliant. She found the right person for me to get me well.
Well, it's a shifting consciousness that has to occur. And yet, you know, as we started today, Sherry, the idea of vaccines woven into the very fabric or DNA of the medical profession and the doctors that exist today, it's just like that as well. These viewpoints, the medical consciousness of poverty, are also woven into that profession.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's in the chiropractic profession, too.
You're right.
Recently gotten to know the executive director of the Ohio Chiropractic Association, who's a brilliant young man, and he talks about all of the chiropractors, about how one of his biggest jobs is to get them away from this feeling like there's a zero-sum game of patients, and I got to keep every one of them myself, and this whole poverty mentality about being able to work collaboratively with other people. And he's making huge shifts in the state of Ohio. But I think it's something we need to think about nationwide.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you're an absolute sweetheart and a wonder, and I love you very much. You know that. Big hugs. I can't wait to see you at the next Advanced Medicine Seminar in November in Houston.
We'll see you then, Robert. Have a great afternoon.
And we look forward to talking to you even before then, of course. Don't be a stranger. You know that. You're welcome here anytime.
Okay.
And it's the same for everybody out there. You're welcome here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got another hour of healing yet to go, the Free State Project, and lots of other stories to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.